Chris Burton joins me from Rail Future East Anglia. Hi there, Chris.
Good morning, Dottie.
Isn't that interesting that we've heard from people in the South Cambridgeshire villages who more or less want this railway line as far away from them as possible, but that lady in Camborne, she wants the station as close to her as possible so that she can walk and catch the train?
Well, as she rightly pointed out, public transport is pretty fragile in from Camborne, can take a long time to get into the centre of Cambridge. The railway will solve that for them because it'll deposit people who want to go to London, for example, at Cambridge South, where they'll be able to pick up the train to London, where they want to go to King's Cross or to Liverpool Street. It will then move on to the main Cambridge station for people who work close to the centre of Cambridge, and then on to Cambridge North. What could be better? What could be quicker? There's no way you would ever do it on the road at peak times in the morning or the evening with such convenience. So, and that's before you even begin to think of the connections it will offer people in Cambridge and to the west of Cambridge, way over towards Oxford. You've got wonderful connective possibilities at Bedford, up to Leicester, Derby, Nottingham, with one change of train. Again, to Milton Keynes, you're on the West Coast Main Line there. You can go the whole way up the West Coast Main Line to Manchester, Liverpool, Preston.
Chris, you're giving this a very, very good sell and doing a great job of listing all the benefits.
In many ways, it has more to offer than HS2. Not that I want to get into that argument at this time in the morning, but it really does have enormous potential.
But of course, to bring all of those benefits, Chris, though, it has to go through
virgin countryside
in South Cambridgeshire. Where do you think it should go?
Oh, I'm not even going to suggest, because the fact of the matter is it is impossible for that railway to go anywhere near Cambridge without somebody feeling deeply put out by it. It cannot happen. It doesn't matter whether it goes to the north, as one objecting group has suggested, through North Stowe into Oakington. That is quite heavily populated round there. And then swinging round and coming in from the north, vastly more expensive to build because it has to go over the A14 and the A10. And it just would be very, very pricey and really wouldn't do the business at all, because a train would then get down to Cambridge South and have to reverse and go back to all those stations again, Cambridge Central and Cambridge North. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense. And one has to recall, if you're an old codger like me, that many, many years ago, a certain infamous gentleman called Richard Beeching advocated the development of this line. He didn't want it closed. He said it ought to be developed. It had a real potential. Now, admittedly, its route into Cambridge was already established and then was closed and other things were built over it. Great regret to everybody that ever happened. But the basic point is that line through to Oxford was advocated by him as a line with great potential for East Anglia and for connections.
And how well used was it, Chris, back in the day? How well used was that line?
Oh, well, service was appalling on it. Life has moved on. Any railway now will have at least an hourly service, and they're actually proposing two trains an hour each way. There'll be very little freight on it because most freight doesn't go that way. So that's another objection people have with it. It's going to be vast numbers of somebody. I saw some quote of 20-odd freight trains. I don't know where they think they're coming from or where they're going to. The only service likely to use it, if it started tomorrow or even in 5 years' time, would be the daily service, sometimes two trains a day to either Bristol or Cardiff. They both run in the same slots, and one day it goes to Cardiff, next day it goes to Bristol. And that runs twice a day at worst, and generally it's only one train each way each day. And there's very little else in the way of freight that would go that way, except if there was a main blockage on the line via Ely, they might divert a few that way.
Okay, so you could have a really good passenger service. Chris, I'm pressing ahead because we're running out of time.
What would you
say to somebody who lives in Harston or Barton or Haslingfield or Harlton or Toft and is worried about having a socking great railway line going very close to their village?
Well, I do understand that, but people had a similar sort of thing when they started doing dual carriaging the nearby road. It was like the 428 that goes out towards St. Neots. A lot of land was lost doing that. Roads take up far more space when they're rebuilt, especially their dual carriageway or more. So, yeah, I do understand that feeling. But they need to look carefully, advocate for the best compensation for those who are so near they're going to be radically affected by it. But they are relatively few people for the benefits to the great majority of people who might want to use that line.
Okay, nice to talk to you. Chris Burton there, who is from the railway group Rail Future East Anglia.